between here, you see, noon is this side, and it's below.
Okay, and if you're talking about all of the people who were there, and maybe you didn't think much of them, and you said, well, there was a real rough outfit, and the police came and arrested the...
Would say the crowd or the rough
the
ones.
What kind of crowd, if you meant all of them,
the whole group.
Okay. Or the whole
bunch.
Or the whole
crowd.
Okay. I don't remember when we got this also. Did you have any affectionate terms for your grandparents? What did you call your grandparents?
Well, I called it grandma, granny. We called out, and I did not know my real grandmother, but I knew my step grandmother, and we called her granny. And we called my grandfather, Papa.
Papa. Mm-hmm. Well, we have just a little bit more time, and you were telling me something about the last of this month, the service you were going to have down at the
church. Yes,
this
coming Sunday.
Well, this is a busy week.
Yes, it is. Told Abbott, I says, well, I got to get myself together now Friday and bake my cake.
Yes,
I'm going to bake a cake. And I'm going to cook some beans and some butter beans and fry some chicken, cook some cornbread and make some biscuit and probably slice some tomatoes or maybe make a salad or something of that sort. Tea and get it all together, and I'll carry the tablecloths. I have the tablecloths for the table, and we'll have services there. That will be the homecoming.
Now, is that be homecoming for a lot of different families? Or?
Yes. They usually invite the children back, because it's not many of that. It's mostly older people that live in there, but some of their children will come back to this special occasion.
Well, they'll have a lot of people.
Yes. Well, yeah. I guess we'll have maybe say between 75 and 100, because their children will come back, and then we'll have a lot. And you take Albert's brothers and sisters. He'll have one sister that'll be coming from Columbus. Well, her son is here from Texas. Well, he will come back and be with her. And then he has his brothers in West Point that will come back today, because they were all reared in that church, his mother and father, and they will come back for that one day. And this church that was built in 1841.
How about that?
And they celebrated their 100th anniversary in 1941, so it's 133 years old. Service that just have preaching at night, because so many of the people work during the day.
Right.